after you make a decision and you feel sad or yeah, you have this lower vibrational state, it doesn't mean that the decision was wrong. It just means that your ego and your past self is still grieving that identity, or you are still processing and letting go the old self. So that's why we never want to say that we are always in bliss and joy. We are not. That's just not how it is. But when you truly, you know, living your joyful life, it is when you are, you know, living your purpose.
The Fearless and Successful podcast is hosted by your hype girl D, and it's designed for change makers just like you. As an activator of human potential and freedom architect, I have one mission with this podcast: to show you that you can be, do, and have anything you desire. I love all things money, mindset, and manifestation. I am so excited to share my personal hacks to help you activate your infinite potential. And I also will be sharing fearless stories from leaders around the world who design life and business on their own terms. Remember, if we can do it, so can you. Fearless soul, if you're ready to dream big and make impact, let's get this party started.
What is up, my fearless soul? If you feel that everything is happening super fast around you at this moment, you know, you feel the rapid energetic cellular upgrade, this one is for you. I'm going to talk about how to navigate through flood of infinite possibilities that we are presented right now. I know you can feel it. But what is also happening is that we all feel it collectively. We are all being given, and we see them, and we are embracing the limitless opportunities. But what can happen is, you know, we can get excited, super excited, and also overwhelmed. And when we get excited and go to take on many yeses, that can lead to burnout, because eventually we don't make mindful decisions. We're not aligned with our North Star. And this is what I want to address today, or this is what I want to talk about, because I definitely am there, and I'm going to share with you how I applied some of my principles and techniques that I learned through my spiritual awakening, how to actually stay connected with your dharma and your purpose, because things are so easy and effortless when you are on the path of enlightenment and not, of course, path to the burnout. If this is your first time on the pod, welcome, welcome, welcome. I am so grateful and so honored and privileged that I get to have you share this space with our global community of fearless souls. I'm Coach D, resident hype girl, and I really truly have one mission with this pod, and it's to inspire you to be, do, and have anything you desire. And if you at some points feel some moments are coming, you know, in your head, I can't do this, it's easy for them, you absolutely can too. And this is my promise, to show you that you can too. Okay, let's go. We're gonna explore some of my personal reflections and some of my tips and habits and hacks to stay in alignment with my North Star. But also I'm gonna try to reframe the whole thing around burnout and staying in your purpose. Because here's the thing, I've been there where I would make decisions based on how lucrative something is. And I was absolutely chasing money in my businesses, of course, because you know what? I'm gonna just throw it out here. Money is the oxygen of your business. If you're not making money, you don't have a business, you have an expensive hobby. That is the first principle to anything that I'm teaching here. Regardless of how spiritually evolved you are, this is the first principle. And I want you to know that loving money is a work. You have to get into a relationship with money. You have to become so you have to dance with the money. Dance tango with the money. It's a relationship you build with the money, and you have to feel so abundant. And I know that for some of you listening to this, you feel, and this can be very subconscious, it can feel, yeah, but I'm not using my gifts to make money. I totally get that. But if you are not making money, you actually can't. And you being so spiritual and you want to help people, you can't help them if you're broke, okay? I'll just say it bluntly how it is. You can absolutely, you know, get obnoxiously rich and give away everything, you know, if you want so, if you don't want money. So, totally sidetracked here, but yeah, so this is really where I also felt I was chasing the money without really knowing what is my deep why, what is my purpose. So I felt like I was really doing, and I was achieving all the incredible things, material things, of course, and external achievements, that eventually I got burned out because I was not living in my dharma. I was not living in my purpose. Let me say this. You can't burn out if you're living, no matter what you heard, and no matter what you know, you can't burn out when you live your passions and when you live in your purpose. You just can't, because that is your path. It has been given to you, and you are always following what is most authentic and true for you. When you live in your truth, there's no fucking way that you can get overwhelmed, tired, exhausted, lost. It just can't happen, okay? Trust me on this one, because I've been on the both sides. So here, I really want to just, you know, make a reframe around this, because sometimes people talk about, you know, but yeah, you know, I can actually get burned out by living in my purpose and passions. No, you actually cannot. People who, it's really the essence of your life purpose is to live joyfully. And I'm going to pause here. When I say live joyfully, I don't mean we don't deal with strong and, I'm not going to say negative emotions, but lower vibration. We do experience sadness. We do experience loss. We do experience challenges. It's just how we navigate through them is through joy and lens of love. Okay? When you are living in your dharma, you know how to recognize and catch up these things that might derail you from your purpose more faster and more mindful. So when you really know what is your North Star, what is your guiding light, then you trust. You trust and you surrender to your wisdom, okay? And when you do that, you actually, you avoid everything that it's not that. You avoid and you just don't see, you don't see distractions as, you know, because sometimes we feel, oh, you know, this is idea that I got, and you get distracted and you try to get derailed from your true purpose, from your true path. And when you know what is your North Star, you don't, you actually say no without any attachments and feeling guilt or sad about making the decisions that are not aligned. And this is where I oftentimes talk about, you know, making a decision. After you make a decision and you feel sad you have this lower vibrational state, it doesn't mean that the decision was wrong. It just means that your ego and your past self is still grieving the that identity, or you are still processing and letting go the old self. So that's why we never want to say that we are always in bliss and joy. We are not. That's just not how it is. But when you truly, you know, living your joyful life, it is when you are, you know, living your purpose. I want to talk about North Star. If someone here is asking themselves, okay, so, but I don't know what is my North Star. I don't know what is my purpose. I want to tell you that one of my two biggest resources to discovering my purpose and my dharma are, one is a book that you probably know, you heard about it. It's by Simon Sinek, Start With Why. Absolutely game changer. If you still feel that you can't, you are a change maker, you're a leader, and you want to lead with that why, with the purpose, and you want to always be in touch with your guiding and your mission, Start With Why. The second one is it's my personal Bible. Discovering Your Dharma, Discover Your Dharma by Sahara Rose. She has been my spiritual teacher for some time now, and I also been blessed to meet her in person and dance with her and all this good stuff. She is incredible, and she truly lives her purpose in a way that is so juicy and yummy. And especially for you guys who feel like, I'm so multi-passionate, I have so many gifts, I don't know if I want to take just one path, Discover Your Dharma is a way for you to go. She has this cool, I'm gonna write in the show notes both of these books and also a Dharma archetype made by Sahara Rose that will help you discover what is your purpose archetype. I'm a visionary, of course, and a teacher. And for me, when I discovered what is my archetype and actually following that North Star, things became so much easier and clearer. Because when you have clarity, you own it. You just know it. Okay, so that's that about the resources. If you feel like I don't know, of course, always, if you feel okay, but I really, yeah, I read the Start With Why, I read Discover Your Dharma, and it still feels, I can promise you 95% of you, if you read those two books, you will stop questioning this thing. You will know. It's not about remembering, it's not about expecting something to happen. You just know your crown chakra is open and your third eye, and you're receiving the divine guidance with ease, flow, and grace. Here are four things that I want to give you today to, when you know what's your North Star and what will help you make decisions when you face these incredible opportunities, is one, have a self-reflection habit. Reflecting on your decisions, on your days, it's number one. Like, it's such a key. It's so important to reflect back and to incorporate that into your daily practice, because that is self-questioning. You have to, you know, doubt the doubt. You have to question yourself. And this also opens up for deep thinking. My number one reflection practice is journaling. I journal in the morning and journal in the evening. I combine it with meditation, both morning and evening. And this ritual really helped me clarify my decisions and values, and really give me this fuck yes, you're going to the right direction, or just no, this is not what I want. And you can always course direct. The second one is really like be mindful. Like, this is, yeah, it's simple, but yeah, it sounds simple, right? Being mindful about decision making. I think that most of us are so excited by some opportunities that we say fuck yes without actually leaning into our intuition, without actually pausing and evaluating whether this is truly aligned with my core or not. If you are getting pulled off track and you are really saying yes without taking a pause to make a decision, if you even like, not just if this is aligned with your North Star, but also do you have the capacity to say yes to this at this very moment? Most of us say yes without even thinking. And I'm not gonna say, you know, mindful decision making is don't overthink things, but also like just be aware of, are you being pulled away from your North Star, or is this guiding you closer to the path to alignment? This one is like the third one. So this was mindful decision making. The third one is absolutely my favorite. And for all my ADHD peeps listening to this, get indistractable. And there is no better resource than Indistractable by Nir Eyal. It's a remarkable book. It's going to help you kick the procrastination into the butt. And into the butt. I'm laughing because I didn't know how much I'm procrastinating until I read this book. And it's all mindset. We get distracted. Listen to this. We get distracted or attracted. We get directed, attracted to we're getting pulled by our North Star, or we get distracted, pushed away from our North Star. And this book, Indistractable, is going to give you all the tools to navigate distractions. It's such a difference when you know that procrastination and distraction is actually a mindset game. It's super cool. Intuition. The fourth one is intuition. Tap into your own source of wisdom. And ways to do that is just to experiment. I remember in 2020 when I started to play with intuition, and I said, okay, I'm gonna go, because I believed until 2020, I believed that this is a gift that is given only to the chosen ones. And not everyone has this incredible gift. We all have it. One of my, like, the method and the practice that I use is Silva Ultra method. And it has changed my life. Absolutely. Like, I am so tapped into my source. I'm so tapped into my intuition, all four modalities. And I think that once you know, it's not just about feeling or seeing or hearing. It's about the knowing. If you are claircognizant, if you know, that's the highest level of connection with your truth. And I knew that I was visionary. I knew that I have the clairvoyant in me. I just needed to open it up. But then eventually, when I opened up all other types of intuition, it just became so, so powerful. And I now make all decisions, based on intuition. So this is super fun. The resource or the teacher that you know, helped me with that, of course, is Jose Silva method. He's passed, but if you can get the Silva book, or if you want to know more about Silva Ultra method, Ultra Mind, I've been blessed to actually facilitate and run circles for Mind Valley and Silva Ultra Mind community since 2020, when we started the quest, the program. And if you have a question around that method and you really feel like what it is that is so powerful about that method, send me a message on Instagram, and I would be so happy to go deeper into this. Also, Sonia Cochette is one of the, you know, the teachers that I absolutely love. Her Sixth Sense, the book, is also one of these incredible resources that can help you tap into your infinite, ultimate wisdom. And I think that's that. This is really to, you know, guys, this is not a joke, because we are facing in this day and age, we are facing this huge, huge potential of opportunities. And it's going to be challenging to navigate them if you don't incorporate the habits and tools that will help you navigate through this with ease. And you can't actually have that. So four tips: self-reflection, use journaling as your sacred tool to be aligned, make mindful decisions, don't be hasty with saying yes, navigating distraction, become indistractable, and, you know, tap into your intuition. It's you know, you have the answers. So that's it for today. This is how to stay true to yourself and to follow your North Star, even though you have infinite possibilities, infinite opportunities coming your way. Stay on track and stay awesome. Thank you for listening. I will catch you on the next one. Ciao.
My fearless soul, thank you so much for tuning in and taking the time to listen to this episode. I appreciate you, and I'm so excited to hear from you. If you haven't yet, please go to kite.link/insider and leave a review. Extra points if you screenshot this episode and post it on your IG stories and tag me @DianaLugoli and tell me what's your big takeaway. With that being said, I'm sending you a daily dose of D. I love you and I'm so, so grateful for you. Till infinity. Mwah.